Do you remember what we said before about Modernisme? Yes, that Modernisme vouched for the integration of all artistic disciplines, the restoration of craftsmanship to its rightful place, the importance of the applied arts, the inspiration of nature, and above all, freedom. Ismael Smith, one of the summer visitors to Cerignola, and the person to whom the hall where you are now standing is devoted, knew a lot about this freedom. His artistic career started at the end of the Modernista period and also encompassed Nucentisme and Art Deco. It was with the idea of practicing total art that he sculpted, drew, engraved, illustrated, and worked as a gold and silversmith. And he did so independently of any style or discipline. And his works express this freedom. Elegant stylized figures, ironic, sarcastic drawings, many of them with strong erotic overtones that are ambiguous, provocative, and unusual for the period. Men coupled arm in arm, women, transvestites, and images aimed at transgressing gender roles. Unfortunately, this freedom which he exercised both in his work and in his own life did not always help him. He was deserted by those in some artistic spheres, and he ended his life against his will as an internee of a psychiatric hospital. Smith, damned as an artist on account of his work, and as a person on account of being both gay and Jewish, was diagnosed as mentally disturbed. His long neglect lasted practically up to the 21st century. Even worse, however, is the oblivion into which his sister fell. Anna Maria Smith was also an artist and illustrator, with a style quite similar to Ismael's. Nobody remembers her, and very few of her works have survived. If you look into the display case containing documents, you will see some illustrations by Anna Maria. In this room, too, you will find works by the Canary Islands artist Nestor Maria Andreu and Laura Albeniz, the Smith's great friend and collaborator. Look closely at the works by Ismael and Anna Maria Smith that you can see in this room. Don't you agree that they express freedom? Freedom to love, freedom to believe, freedom to transgress and provoke, freedom to create, freedom to live.